You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's great to have you back.
Hello. Good to speak to you.
And we're starting with the My Info, My Way campaign from RNIB, which is making big calls to the NHS and social care services in England. What's it all about?
Well, we know from a lot of our beneficiaries and also the very personal and experience of our chair, Anna Tyler, who's been going through her own sort of health journey in the last year, that, the comms that people pick up from health service and from social care services is not as good as it should be. There are a variety of sort of acts that have been passed historically, which mean that people should be able to access information in the format that they need. And that isn't the case. People either, get things, in a written format that they can't read, relying on partners or whatever to interpret. Some of that could be confidential, when people go into an eye health, or any other medical, appointment and have treatment. Again, the awareness of the staff and how information is produced is just not, in a dimension, in a way, with the materials that makes it as accessible as is needed for visually impaired people. So we've launched this week, on Tuesday, we launched the My Info, My Way campaign, which people will see a lot of social media, hashtag My Info, My Way. And we're talking to not only the problem, but also working with the NHS to really pin down a solution, and give people, a very strong sense of what they can do to really make sure they ask for the right information, they make sure they get the right information in the way it should be, and then they can complain and use a variety of options we provide to make sure they can get their point back across to, the health service or whoever it is they're dealing with.
We've also been thinking this week about Global Accessibility Awareness Day, which is on Thursday, the 18th of May, but that's part of one day of a wider celebration and a wider sort of focus on digital inclusion. How has RNIB been marking that week?
Well, the My Info, My Way campaign, brilliant timing to get it away this week within Global Accessibility Awareness Week. The day particularly was on Thursday the 18th, but it's all, real focus this week. So as I've just said, for us, making the point about accessible communications within a health context is a massively important aspect for many people who do get a poor service and, it undermines their treatment. They miss appointments. Things aren't confidential. There are clinical decisions that are very critical to make correctly and people don't feel in possession of all the information. So as we've just said, that's been a brilliant campaign in its own right, but really well timed to be launched this week. On other things we've been doing around global accessibility awareness, we've been doing a lot through our social media channels and also our comms team engaging with things like charity comms. So Becky Brynoff and Holly Tuke are two of our team in social media. Becky runs that team, have co-written an article for charity comms. And basically what it does is goes through, almost a guide to online etiquette to show what you need to do around, from audio descriptions to calling out poor use of emojis and, how to use alt text and all those sorts of things. And actually Holly and Becky did a brilliant reflection on Eurovision last Saturday where they scored people's approaches to using sort of accessible features in their social media postings around Eurovision and ultimately gave Innocent Smoothies 12 points for very, very effective use of alt text, but highlighted how other people commenting on Eurovision weren't doing a great job. So it was an amusing way of sort of showing the issue within this broader sort of campaign around accessibility. And then one thing that we've been pushing is the fact that we do offer, grants for accessible technology for blind and partially sighted people. We've just put a new online portal on our website, making it easier for people to apply for tech grants. And that, whether it's devices like talking phones, electronic braille displays, accessible kitchen equipment, we see the benefits of talking microwaves and measuring jugs, for example. And none of these are cheap. Inflation is hitting these products as well. Energy costs to run some of this tech clearly is still a big thing for many, many people. So, within the context of Global Accessibility Awareness Day as well, we've also been pushing our ability to offer these grants. And I encourage, any listeners who would be keen to engage with us to find the portal on the website and put your submission in, because we're very keen to support people who would benefit from a grant.
And there's been more collaborative work going on this week as well. I know that the VI sector meeting was held in the RNIB's Grimaldi building in London. How did that go?
No, great. We've been working very closely, as listeners would know, and I think expect, with a lot of our charity partners in the VI sector. So there's 8 organisations sitting in a sort of charity partnership. That's Guide Dogs, ourselves, Thomas Pocklington Trust, Blind Veterans, the Visionary Group, who are an umbrella organisation for smaller sort of local societies, and then the association, or the organisations of charities that look after retina, glaucoma and macula. So there's 8 organisations. We've been working closely and sort of more formally as a sort of federation really over the last sort of 2 to 3 years on a variety of things coming out of COVID. You know, some of the crisis management and support issues around COVID, but also working on some more sort of material strategic areas around employment, around trying to get more opportunity for visually impaired people to sort of boost their employment prospects. So we've been offering the internship scheme, and one of the interns yesterday spoke at the meeting about their experience of having one of the internships, which was all very positive. And so we're now sort of 2 or 3 years into this partnership, and things are, you know, solidifying really nicely. We're building a lot of sort of, you know, good trust and good relations with a lot of things happening now organically. And the meeting yesterday, we have a quarterly meeting, but once a year, and it was yesterday, we invite trustees and chairs to come along from all our organisations to have a bit of an update on how we're doing, you know, meet the team, chance to for them to meet actually, and get a sense of the progress that we're making, because we publish a sort of annual report on what we've been doing. So that was a meeting yesterday, which was our turn to host, and it was great to use our new building in London, the Grimaldi building, you know, for the first time for that meeting, which I think gave a really great backdrop and a lot of positivity to a lot of energy actually to the meeting. And we also had Rupert Bourne, who is a sort of consultant eye surgeon based in Cambridge, coming to talk, because he's been the leading light for a national eye health survey that's going to be conducted, where certainly ourselves, Guide Dogs and Thomas Pocklington Trust alongside the RNID have contributed some funding for that survey, which is going to be a pilot looking at the true nature of sort of eye health and deafness challenges for people within one part of the country, as a precursor to a full national study, which we haven't never done in the UK, and will give us all really valuable insight into the true landscape around sort of eye health, and in this context also around deafness. So he was a sort of guest speaker in the afternoon yesterday, which was great. So yeah, really positive day, and I think just, you know, makes the point that the organisations are working very beneficially together, which must be a good thing for our beneficiaries up and down the UK.
Absolutely. And as ever, a tremendous amount of work going on behind the scenes. Of course, the helpline is still available for any questions you might have about RNIB services or information, and indeed those tech grants that Matt spoke about earlier. You can call 0303 123 9999. Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. It's always great to catch up, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Hal, my pleasure, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Thanks very much.